and gentlemen, the man from the fruit corner. He say yes!
The Funky Gibbon.
Welcome to my world. Well, the other day I was playing my young cousin Robbie at blow football, and he had an asthma attack. Still, 10-0. I bought a lovely record this week. Oh, what a lovely record I have bought. Chewbacca sings Spandau Ballet. A lovely record, that. Yes. Nice to see him back. You know, you never see shoe shop adverts on the TV, do you? Why is that? That's why I say, shoe shop adverts. More of them, please.
I feel like Saxo tonight, like Saxo tonight.
You feel like Saxo tonight.
Shoes!
Fruit doesn't get on with nuts, does it? The fruit and the nut, they do not get on. Oh, they'll collaborate in a bag for a sale. Yes. Oh, yeah. They're not stupid. But the fruit doesn't get on with the nut. You open a bag of mixed fruit and nut. You can almost sense the tension, can't you? Well, we've got the West Country Calypso hairdressers in this week.
I give Alan a middle parting.
Never turns out quite how you wanted it.
Sit in the waiting room and read the papers.
Only chance we get to read the Sunday Sport.
The Calypso hairdressers there. And we got him in to get everyone looking nice for the Parade of the Badgers, which will be taking place a little later on. And the theme for the floats this year is, will Barn and Tawny Owl ever live in peace? Now, jam, right? There's two ways of looking at it. Basically, look at it as jam. The way I look at it is a fruit union. A sort of union. Yes, a union that fruit can join up to, right? Raspberry and strawberry. They're the main block voters in this union, aren't they? They've got all the power, raspberry and strawberry. Damson, not so important, is it? They'd probably have to ballot individual members. The apple, decided to leave the union, didn't it? Left the union. Did very nicely. Got a pie, got a crumble, got a sauce. Did very nicely. The pear decided to follow the apple's example. Didn't do so well. Didn't get a pie. Didn't get a crumble. Very rarely included in a trifle. You won't see the name of the pear gracing the side of any yogurt. No, the only thing that the pear gets, bit of an odd one, soap. I don't make the rules up. Show we've got for you tonight with the help of Brother Alan, 82-year-old Nana Hill, who so many of her friends have gone that she's got a season ticket for the crematorium. Yes, of course, the sad little shriveled animal himself, half boy, half robin. Ever since he was hypnotized by Paul McKenna, only able to communicate by the tedious method of tapping.
Little Elm Goose, tip, tip, tip.
That's one tap for yes.
Tip, tip, tip.
Two taps, no!
Tip, tip, tip.
And to express a joy in physical movement, river dance! Be still! A river dance there. River dance. 150 Irish people trying simultaneously to stamp out a cigarette. You know, I'm a bit worried about him, Alan, to be honest. Little Alan, half Robin. He's never had a girlfriend, has he? He's never been in a fight. You don't think he might be...
What?
A finch.
Ugh! What do you mean?
He never pays any interest in the other Robins. I just wondered if he might be a closet finch, that's all.
He can't be, Harry. He was chatting up that puffin all last night at the cast party.
Cast party?
Yes, we had the...
What cast party? Why wasn't I...
Well, not so much a cast party as such. It was...
No, it was sort of...
All the cast were there, but it wasn't a...
Cast
party?
You had a cast party without me.
I do like the clothes in Burton.
Don't try and get me...
Plastic
I'm not going to...
Plastic shirts.
Floral tank tops, elasticated trouser suits, lovely.
Anyway, before the party, we all went to see Paul McKenna. You know, that bloke that makes you look a fool in front of your friends for money. Well, he hypnotised me so that any time someone mentions a vegetable, say cauliflower or tomato, I shout onion.
The tomato's a fruit, Martin.
Well, it can't be, or I wouldn't shout onion.
Well, it is.
Well, how come it's included in salad?
That's purely on its taste. It goes well with lettuce.
Onion!
Cucumber!
Onion!
Radishes!
Onion! You're toying with me, Harry, aren't you?
What do you do if someone shouts onion?
Consult manual. Let me see. In the event of the word onion being shouted, shout a specific type of onion back.
Onion!
Spring!
Onion!
Pickle!
Onion!
Spanish!
Bingo!
Onion bingo. Great game. We get a lot of letters on the show, and here's one from regular listener Bunty Hoven, who writes...
Dear Harry, my name is Bunty Hoven.
She goes on.
On a recent visit to London... Ex-editor of the Sunday Times, Andrew Neil, ran out of a house and kissed me on the face. My question is this. Do I need a tetanus shot?
And a set of Angela Rumbold belly prints for that. Yes, she inks it up, we print them off. How exactly does that happen? Very good question. Well, we've got Angela here, and she's going to show us how she takes those coveted belly prints. All right, Angie?
Yes? I lift me jumper up and ink up the belly, like so. Take out the piece of paper. There! It hurt, but it worked!
Rumble of the belly there.
We wash your hair with a power shower.
Alternate between freezing and scalding hot.
Many years ago lived a young girl who, as she grew, became increasingly aware of a purpose in her life. She came to realize that one day she would read to the nation the news. That girl was Angela Rippon. What of her now? Well, we found out that Angela now works in a biscuit factory, punching holes in the top of those biscuits. You know, the ones with the little holes in them.
The Bourbon.
Not the Bourbon.
The Digestive.
Not the Digestive.
The Rich
Tea. Not the Rich Tea! Crikey, doesn't anyone know anything about biscuits around here? Anyway, she does this thing with the biscuits. Now, little is known of her early life. That was until we turned up in an old BBC skip, The Lost Angela Rippon Diaries. Nana Hill reads from them now.
Monday the 6th of September 1972, back to school. Spam fritters for lunch. One of the dinner ladies smells of dog food. Saturday the 18th of January 1972, diarrhea all day. Wednesday the 19th of October 1972, banged shin in a hockey match. Had a bitch fight with an older girl. 15th of November 1974, I have started to notice changes taking place in my body. A certain fullness seems
well,
to
Well, I think
have...
you get the idea with that. Tell you what, though, it ain't half hot, Mum.
What you need's a man about the house.
What? Risk men behaving badly?
Not if they're birds of a feather.
You're right. It'll be the good life.
What? You think it will bless this house?
It'll be a right robin's nest. I win.
Oh.
Sitcoms conversation game. Great fun.
Harry?
Yes, Martin?
Can I play that game, sitcom conversations, with you and Alan?
No, Martin. I honestly don't think you're going to get the hang of it. It's a little bit...
Oh, go on. Just once.
Okay, look. I'll start. Are you being served?
Mastermind.
Mastermind? That's not on the sitcom, is it? See, I told you you wouldn't get hang of it.
Oh, dear, I wish I was more clever.
You can be, Martin. It is I, Pete Freen, King of the Onions. I will give you a magic onion that will grant you 3 wishes.
Oh, great. 3 wishes. Now, what shall I have?
It's me, Martin.
It was Alan doing a funny voice.
Pete Freen. Queen, the Onion King.
Mastermind.
Yeah, yeah, Mark. You big fat acting ponce.
I tell you what, though, Alan, I'm looking forward to that badger parade.
Oh, don't get your hopes up, Harry. Tasmin Archer Badger says she's not coming.
Hey?
Yeah, she says getting all dressed up with different colours on the fur and tinsel and that is degrading to badgers.
But we planned this parade for weeks. What does Henry Kelly Badger say?
He agrees with Archer.
And Tony Soper Badger?
He's in with Archer as well. They all are. Even Gareth Southgate Badger and Gabby Roslin Badger Badger.
Now, I should point out that these are not the names of the badgers. No, these aren't the badgers' names. Some time ago, we asked various celebrities to sponsor a badger. Yet, not for any particular ecological reasons, we merely agreed to split the money 60-40 with the badgers.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Yes.
They want 70-30 in their favour.
I can't do that, Alan. I've got overheads.
If they say they'll go straight to the stars direct.
Well, we'll just get some other badgers in, won't we? Mm, they're stupid, though, those badgers. They'll get their reputation as being difficult to work with. Mm, that's what happened to the red squirrels. Mm. Lost the Tufty franchise. They got greedy. No one would work with them. They had to go abroad. No, Alan. Sack all the existing badgers, get down the woodland and recruit some more.
But the costumes won't fit.
They'll have to make do. Oh, and Alan.
Yes, Baldy?
Make it... make it snappy, for the parade is in but half an hour. Nana's here.
If you wanna be my lover,
simmer down,
if you
now.
Wanna be my friend,
with a ziggy zig up, sounds like a powerful kiss, Alan.
How come you never hear of anyone getting tarred and feathered anymore? People just seem to have forgotten how to enjoy themselves.
How are you doing, oh shriveled one?
I've just signed an agreement to have my head cut off and frozen. It's going to cost me £11,000, but think of the money I'll save on the central heating.
Nana Hill, 82 years old.
I just want to outlive me grandchildren. Is that too much to ask?
Nana Hill, share with us now your magic moments.
I've taken some risks along life's tightrope, but the one time I thought I'd blew it was accepting a trip to the Devon home of the supercad, James Hewitt. He smothered me with kisses in the back of his van as he drove me to his mum's cottage. He provided bed, she the breakfast, and I've never seen such a small sausage. It was tiny, Harry, all shriveled up, very disappointing. Give me a plump Lincolnshire sausage of the Alan Titchmarsh family any day.
There she goes. Lovely record there. Of course, mint gets a sauce, doesn't it? It gets a sauce, gets a jelly, gets a toothpaste. It's a whole range of sweets. Left the union, did very nicely. As I say, I don't make the rules up. Hang on a minute. Alan, what's this pig doing here, smeared in Marmite?
Well, that's the rider from Gardener's Question Time. They insist on 4 litres of orange squash and a pig smeared in Marmite.
Yes, that's right. As you know, every Radio 4 programme gets a rider or allocation of goodies to help them through the show. Let's have a look at some of those other Radio 4 riders. Moneybox. Well, they insist on 4 litres of orange squash, 4 bazooka Joes, some fruit salads and a jam jar full of sweet, watery liquid with loads of wasps floating in it. It's a nice little rider.
Woman's Hour. Jenny Murray and the girls insist on 4 litres of orange squash.
That's standard.
4 litres of orange, 4 Twixes, 8 Kinder Eggs, prizes removed and readily assembled. Some ants and a magnifying glass, and an Angela Rumbold belly print. No! 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 No!
Wait a minute, Alan. If you're here, who's down the woodland recruiting the badgers?
I told Martin to go and do it. I want to do the Radio 4 Riders bit.
You told Martin, a man known for his onion fixation, to go and recruit badgers?
Yeah, so what?
That does it! I'm sending you for a sex change.
Oh, no. Not again.
We put highlights in Alan's hair.
Curl it under to a nice big bob.
Shut up, you lot.
You're too assertive as a man. I'm having you converted back into a woman.
But
It's only a month since I was a woman, and before that a man, and a month before that a woman, and a month before that a man, and a month before that a woman, and a month before that a man, and a month before that a woman.
Bingo!
Human being bingo, great game. Finsbury Park, are you there?
I'm not doing it.
It's Finsbury Park!
I'm not converting him back again, it's ridiculous. There's no sellotape left down here. You know it's my mum's birthday in a week. It's a really awkward shape. I'm going to need half a roll for that.
What is it? What have you got your mum?
Well, I'm not telling you. She might be listening.
Look, we'll turn the sound down and you tell us. How about that?
Well, all right. It's,
For those people listening at home, the present that Finsbury has bought his mum is an elaborate oven glove in the shape of a parrot.
An elaborate oven glove in the shape of a parrot.
Oh, they've spoilt it now.
That's a lovely present. Hello?
I've got one already.
Do you mind, Mrs. We're in the middle of something. Listen, Finsbury, I want you to sex change him.
Fancy her having one already? Mind you, I got her a fancy oven glove in the shape of a parrot last year. In fact, every year for the last 10 years, I've bought my mum an elaborate oven glove in the shape of a parrot. Silly, really, because she hasn't got an oven.
Oh, dear.
Or any hands.
Imagine, what does she do with these elaborate oven gloves, then?
A parrot wears them to discos.
Parrot, where's the discos?
Yeah, a parrot, Graham Benz. He's a singer. You must have heard of him. He's just released a record of duets with Frank Sinatra.
Come fly with me. If you can use come on in far Bombay. Come on and fly with me.
Now, about this sex change.
I don't want one!
Shut up, you big finch. I told you, Harry, I ain't doing it.
But he's a man trapped in a woman's, trapped in a man's, trapped in a woman's, trapped in a man's, trapped in a woman's, trapped in a man, trapped in a woman, trapped in a man, trapped in a woman, trapped in a man's body.
Why's he got a skirt on?
Well, I'm a man trapped in a woman's, trapped in a man's, 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 trapped in a woman's. How many's that?
Keep going.
A man trapped in a woman's, trapped in a man's, trapped in a woman's body, 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 but... I'm a transvestite man trapped in a woman's, trapped in a man, trapped in a woman's times 16 body.
I didn't take the Hippocratic Oath for all this. Besides, Harry, these conversion jobs are a nightmare.
It only takes a minute to put up a partition wall.
Well, it'll be a 55 chop special. That's my final offer.
Will you the pork? Or would you the lamb?
Well, I love quackling. Lamb, please, Harry. Come on, Miss Allen, let's be having you. You big finch.
And off he goes.
Why pay the VAT when you can spend the money on shoes?
Hobnobs.
Not hobnobs, the ones with the holes in the top.
Do you like roast dinners? I do. Nice, aren't they? We had a lovely piece of pork on Sunday, just me and the wife. Well, I say wife, my real wife left me. Jenny's really my sister. Nothing like that. No, no, we're older people and we just enjoy each other's company. Twin beds. There's nothing weird about it. Jenny, stop looking at that butcher.
If Mummy care, why is she so cold?
Ah, the little orphan boy. Hello, little orphan boy.
Why weren't you at the cast party, Mr. Harry?
You as well?
I had no mummy to pick me up from the party.
No, poor little orphan boy.
Some nasty boys at the orphanage say my daddy was a finch.
No. Kids can be so cruel.
I want my mummy.
There, there, little orphan. Dry your eyes. It's heartbreaking, isn't it?
Oh, Mr. Harry, I am so hungry, and it is an hour before dinner at the orphanage. Could you spare me a little food?
Well, I don't see why not. Let me have a look in my Tupperware pot here. Oh, but as it's for you, little orphan boy, I suppose your need is greater than mine.
Harry, you're not going to...
Here, have my penguin biscuit.
Penguin biscuit. A penguin biscuit.
A penguin biscuit? What good's a bleeding penguin? You stingy slag, you! Stuff your penguin biscuit up your jacksie! Put in a kebab!
Clear off then, go on!
You're a slag, you! A toilet and a slag, you hear me?
Oh, I don't know, you try and help someone and get the whole lot blown back in your face. I blame the parents. One person clapping by himself is always a bit embarrassing. Particularly after sex, I find.
Harry?
Yes? Yes, Martin?
Can I have another go at sitcom conversations?
All right. I'll give you one to start with. You say, are you being served?
Right. Are you being served?
No, but I'm looking for something for rising damp.
Mastermind!
You're too thick, Martin! Mastermind! Pumpkin!
Onion!
Hang on a minute. Oh, Savlon tip blow dart. I'm coming over all Channel 4. Good evening, I'm Zainab Badawi, and here is the news. Patsy Kensit caught laying traps outside the homes of all six members of Boyzone. Takes its case to the High Court. Good evening, I'm Zainab Badawi, and here is the news. And news of another fire on the set of EastEnders. We now go over to our Albert Square correspondent, who's at the scene.
Well, the news is that the wispy, dry hair of Barbara Windsor has caught fire under the hot studio lights and immediately spread to Pat Butcher's hair, which we've known now for many years is in poor condition. This then spread to Gillian Tailforth's hair, which, woof, went up, and it was only the natural barrier formed by the Mitchell brothers that stopped it from spreading to that bloke who works in the grocers, you know, with the black bushy hair?
Ali.
Not Ali, the other one. You know, he's got black, bushy hair.
Mark Fowler?
No. Not Mark Fowler. He's got short, black hair. Very low fire risk.
No, Butcher.
She hasn't been in it for years. For God's sake, don't you watch EastEnders or something?
Hair fire on EastEnders there. And finally, Nelson Mandela admits to shirt blindness. In Johannesburg tonight, the ANC leader admitted that when it comes to buying shirts, he's all over the place. That's the news tonight, as it happens. How's about, from me, Savile Badawi. Good night. I'd recognise those tom-toms anywhere.
Hey, Harry, how come this show's not transferred to TV yet?
It's Bert Kwok. How are you, Bert?
It's just that I only agreed to do the show in the first place because I thought it might get me some lucrative TV work. Most radio shows transfer to TV, like that news program.
The news.
That's right. See, that's how it worked with Tenko, the hit TV series. Me and the others started writing together between gigs. We had to come up with a title song for our new film, produced by Dick Lester. Well, me and Paul couldn't for the life of us think of an idea. Then Ringo said, "It's been a hard day's night." I looked at Paul.
That's the Beatles, Bert.
What did I say then?
You said Tenko.
I've done it again, haven't I, Dad?
Listen, Bert, you've been wasting my time for 2 years now with your useless attempts at trying to attract a chicken. Have you the chicken, or have you not?
Maybe.
What do you mean? Maybe.
Well, what's brown with scaly legs, long neck, big beak, and goes cluck, cluck, cluck?
A chicken.
Damn! I've caught a small green thing that goes bazooka, bazooka, bazooka. But, Harry, I will catch that chicken.
Hey, little hen, when will you lay me an egg for my tea? Little hen, when will you try to supply one for me?
Bert Kwok.
You see, you get a V-neck sweater, right? There's a V of material missing, isn't there? You know what they do with that, don't you? Oh, yeah, they give it to Anne Summers. She makes those fancy pants. Fantasy pants of a sexual nature.
I've got
you.
Jammy Dodgers, that was it. Hole in the top for the jam.
Good old Darcy shoes, they never pinch.
Tomato is in fact a fruit, but keeps it quiet, so it doesn't have to pay the exorbitant union fees. Done very nicely. Gets a sauce, gets a juice, gets a puree. Got the whole Italian food system sewn up, basically. Good luck to them. And that's the sound that tells me it's time for our special celebrity guest, Bert.
Ladies and gentlemen, I can hardly believe my ears when I say, welcome, Jan Leaving!
Jan, welcome.
That bulb's not going to blow, is it?
Just relax.
Jan, hold this jelly molded into the shape of Andrew Neil in one hand and read from the card.
Macarena, 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 hey, Macarena.
What a nice thing to say. Now, Jan, you're probably best known for your expertise in washing nylon stockings.
Oh, that's right, yes. You must remember that sheer, fine nylon stockings are not meant for heavy wear, so when travelling or doing housework, it's sensible to wear nylons with a slightly heavier gauge. Use hand hot water and gently squeeze the stockings. Nylon socks, on the other hand.
Yes, Jan, yes, quite. But you also used to read the 9 o'clock news, didn't you?
Yes, Harry, and boy, was that a hit. I couldn't go out without being recognised. There were 9 o'clock news T-shirts, 9 o'clock news badges and posters. You know, Harry, there was even a Jan Leaming burger. Nuts, cheese and bologna. Served on a shaggy bun. Our first single, Love Me Do, went straight into...
That's
yes, what did I say?
The 9 o'clock news.
Oh, I've gone and done it again, Dad, haven't I?
Don't worry, Jan. It happens to me all the time.
Mrs. Jan, you are a lovely lady.
The little orphan boy.
I bet you have a nice big warm house, Mrs. Jan.
Well, it's fairly modest, but it's home, little orphan boy.
With a big garden.
Well, it has a fair-sized garden.
Could little orphan boy come and live with Mrs. Jan?
Well,
little orphan boy, you're embarrassing our star.
No, I have a spare room. Yes. You may come and live with me, little orphan boy.
You make little orphan boy so very happy.
Yes. There's a car coming for me later, and you can come with me back to Barnes.
Barnes?
Barnes?
Barnes? South of the river? You're joking and junk. I'm better off where I am, over there.
I'm not enough. Jan Leaming. Oh. Cast your minds back at the beginning of the show when we left Big Brother Alan with Finsbury Park for a sex change to try and make him less assertive.
Sex change completed!
Right. Reveal the monster.
The lady's not for turning.
That was Harry Hill's Fruit Courgette, Onion, sorry. Written by and starring Harry Hill with Bert Kwok, Ed Nadore, Al Murray, Martin Hyder, Matt Bradstock, Peter Serafinowicz, and our special guest, Jan Leaming. Music by Cliff Ranger and the Cliff Ranger Singers with help from John Holmes and Andy Hurst. The producer is Phil Bowker.